If you haven't, check out our newest YouTube video Steve just put out. It's on the Remastered Druid. Thoughts? Ooh. Quick thoughts on it?
Not much changed, actually. They actually gave a whole bunch of new. Meta magic feats specific to Druid.
Yeah,
as it's like you cast a spell with X or Y trait, like plant or fungus trait. And then you get this cool benefit. Like the one I talked about was Garland spell.
Oh yeah.
So you spend an action. So then your next spell that you cast with that trait, with one of those two traits, you basically can create a 10-foot burst of either thorns to do piercing damage, or it's vines to do poison damage.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's difficult and hazardous terrain. So that happens so long as anyone's in that area.
Yeah.
And that's just, you just spend an action to do it.
That's actually really dope.
And then you have to cast a spell, obviously.
Yeah.
That's there's a bunch of them where you like cast a lightning spell, you cast an air spell, you can...
At level one, they get to either choose to talk to plants or animals.
Except for Keiko. Keiko can't talk to plants.
Apparently, she can't talk to anything.
She had linguistic issues.
Yeah. She dumped charisma on that one.
Something.
Come to you live from apparently sinking island of Long Island. It's Nothing Ventured, Nothing Game. Your host with most, your GM, Jared. And I'm going to toss it over to our resident MC to see if he can keep his 2-year streak of rhyming my name with something. Take it away, MC Jeff.
Before you know what, he's invaded your hut with clean cut struts, shove a knife in your gut.
Damn. Damn gut knife.
It's Fabio.
Yo. I like that one. It's
gutting you.
Dishing out punishment, savage rough beater. You done pissed him off. He's a mean mistreater.
It's Steve.
Damn. That's a good one.
Jiminy Cricket, lickety split it. To ride this ride, you better have 2 tickets. It's Zach.
Oh, that was a good one. I like that one.
She's down with the stabbing and hacking and slashing, ordering up more kills than Charles Manson.
I'm feeling these.
Flame vats of oil, hot pots of boil, for your toils with 6 feet of soil. It's Sore Talk, it's Jeff.
Yay!
Down with the intros, he loves when I rap it. Sending it back to you, GM Jared.
Yay! Another one.
Yes!
And another one.
No, I want to save this one. Can we save this one?
This one was a great one.
That was a good one.
That was a really good set.
Yeah, I was actually very inspired at work today. I'm like, you know, I was like, I got some like new stuff I haven't brought out yet.
They were fire, yeah.
Bangers.
Basically, the party last game was able to accomplish their missions. They were able to sneak into the area they needed to get to basically the brand that they need, and it's a fairly large brand, but the part that would hit you is it's raised.
You said it was like the size of a manhole
cover. So it's large, but like that goes into the machine. Mm-hmm. They got teleported to a location that they weren't expecting. They teleported there, then Sword Attack decided to rewrite the teleportation spell to lava. He sent it to the plane of fire. And then to stop them from coming in, while he was summoning the ritual spell to teleport back to the library, the rest of the party stopped the assault on the branding location. Nell was able to unhinge it. Got it off, and then they all teleported all at once. But because, like, in the rush and where they were and kind of the anarchy of everything, they teleported not to the location, but 100 feet above the location, and now we pick up with them falling.
Whoa!
This
like
is
that
fine.
Cartoony, like,
yeah.
Can you hold up a little sign?
Yes.
I was going to say, this is extremely roadrunnery.
Yes.
It's 100 feet. Steve looked up the rules. Apparently, it's only 50 points of damage.
Anytime you fall farther than 5 feet, you take whatever distance you fall, you take half of that in damage.
What is the structure of the roof of the library made of?
Are we right over the library?
You're not right over the library.
Oh, are we over a building or the ground?
The groundish.
Oh.
Hey, we're going to hit the floor.
Yeah, you guys are going to hit the cobblestone floor.
Check the smell.
No.
Okay. At least we got that.
At least we got that going.
Are you still holding the brand?
Yes.
Yeah, she's like...
I wasn't sure. I wanted to clarify that didn't get like shifted during transport.
Yes, but if I fall and it falls on top of me, that could be also very painful.
I could do 2 things. Okay. I can reaction Feather Fall Nell, or I can cast Wall of Stone and just make it like a slide.
All right. So what we are going to do
slide works by a,
is we're going to look at everyone's initiative number, not your, the score. So whatever it is, you tell me, and then you're going to go on that point.
We're still 11.
Yeah, no, you're whatever you were when you picked up. Okay. Yeah.
I have so to just change everything
take
back.
Off, just take off two.
Take off two.
I know. I have a, okay.
Just well, minus sometimes two. You might have to take off more than two. You might have gotten an increase.
Did you get an increase?
No, no, I got no, but minus I got a lot two. Of cool stuff that would help
perception.
No, I'll just change.
Are we rolling it or are we just taking?
No, you're just telling me your score.
17. Plus 17.
Plus 17. Okay.
16.
Plus 16.
It's an initiative bonus.
Take two off.
Two off. Yeah.
17.
17.
21.
21.
Is it initiative?
Yeah, it's just your initive. The perception.
A bonus to my initiative.
Well, it's not your initiative.
Whatever
it's just
your perception.
21.
Minus
21.
21.
All right. So Henny goes first. What would you like to do? Three actions.
I get three actions?
Well, if you have something, like the casters have to use their three actions if they're going to cast, like Featherfall and stuff like that.
Well, Featherfall's a reaction, dude.
Well,
yeah.
Well, what about the stone?
Well, that's three actions.
That's what
or
I'm saying.
Two actions.
So you have a turn.
Gotcha. So I don't know who the nearest person is to me that can't fly.
Well, you don't. I mean, at this level, everyone might be able to fly.
If you remember this level, one Zach. Dragon fight ago, no, they can't.
Well, you could cast that bubble and just hit the ground and be bounced around.
No, we already went through how that fucking spell works.
It just locks him in.
Yeah. I lock
in
place.
Move.
We're going to catch him.
Yeah, they
eventually,
catch
him. Like in 10 minutes.
Well, yeah. Okay. That'll give them enough time to figure it out.
You can fly. I think you can fly. No, not you.
I can fly.
Someone's going to make me fly. But...
All right. I will one action dive towards Nell.
Like maneuver yourself towards her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a move.
Yeah,
it is
acrobatics.
Maneuvering.
I can't really do much because I'm hanging on to the.
Yeah, your hands are kind of.
My
full.
Hands are full right now.
So it's like I'm going to try to maneuver towards her.
Yeah, like fall in her direction.
Grab her, use the ring.
Yeah.
36? No,
33.
No, 34. Sorry.
Oh, I thought there was only one.
62.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. I had to minus stuff. Too much, and I had to put it back.
We're just shouting numbers, that's all.
DC by level.
Everybody loves a number yell.
You pass.
Yell out numbers.
Yay!
49! 37!
Q!
Now wait, is that the word or the letter?
Yes!
So you kind of like fall in like a weird fashion.
I'm doing like the dive.
Yeah, and then you're next to Nell, and then you can like grab her. You can see she's holding it.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming at this point you like put it over your head to like you're like, well, if I hit the ground, it'll be over my head.
Mm-hmm.
So like you know you're holding it up like when you fall and you hold your beer up, so you don't like drop your beer.
Keep it safe.
Yeah, break your ass. Don't break your beer.
Like you know, like when you're falling, you're falling with your solo cup. And you're like, oh, and
got
you
put it.
Like, yeah.
So I'm gonna dive, grab, and then use the ring to like break, like slow the fall down.
Okay.
Right, because I can fall 50.
With the ring?
Yeah, with the ring.
Okay.
No, with the coin.
With the coin. Yeah.
I keep saying ring. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're like Shadow the Hedgehog over here. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Right, so I'm just down and so like I got you, mon petite, and I'm just gonna grab her and just slow it down to.
Yeah.
Weird question.
Yes.
Since I have the Earthbinding Clan Dagger, can I have the Earth like come up to meet me so the fall isn't as far?
You could.
I have no. We're like DIYing this thing. It's not like.
But you're not touching the Earth.
Yeah.
It's more of like.
But it's a shorter fall then.
No, but you would have to. Like, I see what you're trying
to
do.
Yeah.
But you gotta be like.
I gotta be touching it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta be in
it's
the
like,
elevator.
It's like
to
when Toph is in
down.
The air.
Yeah.
She can't earth bend.
Yeah.
She okay. can't see anything.
Yeah. She needs to like be touching it.
She okay. needs to stop looking at the sun.
Yep. Thank you.
You're born blind.
That's what you heard.
So the 17s go. So that was Nell and.
I had 21.
You had 21?
Yeah.
Nell
do
goes.
Anything?
No, she got grabbed by you and you activated your point.
I am not dropping the I am pretty much focusing on
just
keeping
hold,
this
hold and hold.
This thing safe.
Got it. That's fine.
If this thing breaks, then everything we just did was a total waste.
Yep. So you like brace yourself,
yeah.
More or less. Alright. 17s.
I'm falling, you can do stuff.
I'm also a 17.
Yeah, you,
it's you two.
It's you, all right. It's you and me, Jeff. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to cast a wall of stone at a sort of like a diagonal.
Okay.
So that we can sort of slide toward the library and not take as much damage.
Yeah. So stone.
I mean,
comes
I can make a big enough wall to sort of cover us. We can make a decent size.
So okay.
From basically from where we are to the ground, or at least you know a couple feet off the ground, so we can land. That is entirely. However, everybody slides down is up to you.
All right.
But I'll try to make it like at a good enough angle to where like we're still not really like rapidly falling.
Yeah.
Merci, mon ami.
That's my three actions. That's a three action spell.
So I'm trying to picture this in my head. Are you lining them up already?
I'm lining all of us up. Wall of stone. It's big.
Now, yeah, how wide is this? Because I don't want to be in the way.
In the way?
You're not in the way. It's underneath you.
Yeah, but okay. She has the brand. If I land on top of her, I don't want to be in the way.
In the way.
Yeah.
Well, she would have slowed down because
I'm safe. Oh no!
Yeah, things got way worse now.
We definitely would have slowed down because I used the coin.
It's 20 by 120.
20 foot wide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's big enough to catch you. So basically, what?
Like we
what
can all take the slide down.
Basically, what everyone sees is the cobblestone path, the street. Mm-hmm. Arches up into like a massive slide towards Sword Attack, right? Because it'll go towards you. Catches everyone and everyone.
Range is 120 feet, so I'm going to try to center it to where everybody will be on it.
Yeah. So everyone kind of hits it at different points and you're all jostled. And then you slide from 120 feet up.
100 feet.
Well, 100 feet. Yeah. And you whip down, so everyone's going real fast.
Like, no, I said I was going to try to make the gradient so where it's like we're not literally flying down there. We're just
It's like those water slides. You're just like...
It's not that water slide, actually.
It's dirt. Oh,
I would say it's not that.
But it's all cobblestone, so you guys hit it. Yeah, so it's just like...
I mean, yeah, whatever you want to adjudicate.
It's better than hitting the ground.
I mean, technically you hit the ground. It just came
true.
I also do have a reaction.
What would you like to do?
So I'm going to reaction. I'm still going to featherfall Nell because we need to protect Nell and that object as well.
So that slows you down.
That will slow you down even further. So.
Yeah. Sir Ren?
I'll just try to aim for the slide now, I guess.
I'm going to aim for the bushes, bro.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Tora? Look, if it's not a problem, if it is a problem, I'll just nose dive to the ground. I don't sweat 100 damage.
While screaming, Artura casts an amplified shield around Nell.
Okay.
Yep.
Protect the brand.
Protect
the brand.
So everyone kind of hits.
So I'm gonna get fucked up, but so you know, at this point,
you guys all kind of whip past the library because you're slotting around the outside, so you kind of go past it.
The door decimal system.
Use a reaction. I do the tumble roll. I break into a run.
Everyone, give me an acrobatics. Check.
That's fine.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I'm not okay in
that. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm actually okay.
Wow. I'm actually better in acrobatics than I am in athletics.
Well, except now.
Good.
Yay! Good, because I was rolled terribly. At a plus two.
I saw that.
At a total of 20.
34.
Oh, no.
I'm not training.
Nope, I'm sorry. I'm incorrect. That's 34.
Athletics, yes. Acrobatics, no.
I don't think that's going to make a difference. But...
21 with a nat 20.
34.
Ooh, fuck.
All right. 21 with a nat 20.
So, okay. So Zach and, Atura and Saran both critically failed, but he got a nat 20,
so
that turns into a fail.
Just a regular fail.
Sortak and Henny both failed. It was 35.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because it's a very difficult. The way you guys are coming in,
hot. Missed it by one.
But you guys did miss it by one, which is kind of like whack. There should always be like a gradient.
But there is a gradient. It's already 10.
You take damage hitting the thing.
No, you guys don't take damage.
I'm running down it now.
No, yeah, but you do that. You know that run where you're like, you're picking speed and then you kind of like tumble?
You go too fast.
Yeah,
you're going
too
fast.
Like when a bear runs.
Montana, go too fast.
Yeah.
You're Sonic now.
I'm trying to see if I have any.
The tumble like Sonic.
I'm trying to see if I have any bonuses on some of my index cards.
Let me. So you guys all tumble. You kind of land in different areas, like down the street. Like someone, so the problem is Tora and Sir Ren.
In garbage.
So
someone's garbage, like bam.
So basically,
my cabbages.
Tora, Atura, you critically fail. So you like hit something, you kind of like knock yourself into Sir Ren, and the two of you tumble into basically a pottery store, and just and you
everything
audibly
explodes.
Hear the store just collapse, like in the Hercules cartoon where like he crashes everything.
Oh,
you don't see them. You see them go through a door, like the door explodes, and then you hear the
puff of smoke.
Yeah, explosions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh no!
But you didn't know the explosion was my spine.
My weakness.
I see
my
you
body.
Crit fail and eat it. I try to catch you, and in response, I get launched into the pottery barn. Yes.
It's like you also eat it.
I reaction scintillating safeguard to at least lessen the blow slightly for us. Bit.
You don't smash only, out the back wall.
Yeah, your spine only half explodes.
Yeah, my spine is shattered, but. Intact enough to recreate it.
Let's porcelain break it. That was his hip.
That was just his hip.
Oh, man.
When we level up, I can't regenerate. So yeah. Just give me a second.
Oh.
Let us say, for the sake of everything, what potions do you guys have on yourselves?
None and zero.
Okay.
I have a bunch of healing pots.
There's some healing pots, yeah. Okay.
I can check what other items I have, though.
I think I only have healing potions.
Just for me or for everyone?
But Tora and Sir Ren.
Unless you're counting the soothing sense thing as a, which is like a catalyst to, like a bomb to increase my soothe.
You have a bomb?
No, not 12, bomb. 12. Balm.
Balm.
Balm. A bomb.
12 healing potions.
12?
Seven minor and five moderate.
I have it. Well, that's inside the bag of holding.
Lesser and one moderate.
Okay.
I only have two left.
Well, what do you have on
Because I've
you?
Used them.
Yes, I'll give you some.
I'm all right.
I have a source of healing on me, which is magic.
Me too. But I still use them when we get hurt.
It's fine.
All my stuff is
I'll give you more if I have any left after this.
It's like two things.
Okay.
It's an anti-plague lesser and a vial of holy water.
All right, the anti-plague goes.
Okay, that's fine. And, that was like eons back, season one.
And one of the moderates go.
Okay.
One of my moderates go?
No, his.
Oh.
Just them.
Failed.
You guys just tumble. Like,
get it.
You bust your asses, but nothing like terrible.
We just eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff happens.
Now there's a giant street in the air.
Yeah, we're attracting attention.
Okay, I can dispel that once we're down.
Well, you're on the ground.
Yeah.
The fall is over. Now it kind of just slides gently.
I'm like the little hamster ball.
Yeah.
Because of the shield spell, it's like triple layer, just boof, boof, boof.
But I'm like
in a hamster ball.
I'm on the outside of the ball, like just plaster of the side of it.
Oh, man.
So I'm just dizzy as fuck when I get up.
Jesus. Yeah. All right, so I'll dispel the...
All right, so the wall kind of goes back to being a road.
Yeah.
You guys are about 75 feet away from the library.
Really?
Do we see anybody? Like,
yeah, people are like coming out now because they just saw what happened. So there are people coming out.
Got it. Hi. I go.
You hear screaming coming from the pottery store.
Oh, God.
Pottery barn over there is losing their shit.
That's a dream of mine to make the pottery barn a rage cage.
That's literally what you did.
You know how you stop people from screaming?
Murder.
Yeah.
Kill them.
I don't know if
it's
we could
just
do
little,
that.
Like, it's this old dude. He's like, oh, my pots!
My pots! My cabbage-shaped pots! No!
He's like, you guys have to pay
it's
for this.
Every NPC in a Zelda game.
My pots!
You do find 15 rupees, though.
Sweet. Don't know what this is.
What's the conversion rate of rupees to gold?
It's like 12 pesos.
I need to know.
12 pesos.
Oh, my God.
So like what?
Half a cent.
What do you all do? Henny ducks into the corners.
Oh, I'm
like,
probably...
I hear the smell, I go, nope. Just going to stealth.
I'm probably unconscious as fuck right now.
No, you're fine. It didn't kill anyone.
How much damage was I taking on a crit fail?
Nothing.
Well, I have no deception, so I'm going to have
to lose stuff instead of taking damage.
Gotcha.
I guess I'll sort of try to hide and sort of... Actually, you know, I'm sort of going to try to pretend like
I'm
part of the crowd.
Are we still in, like, our cultist robes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to, like, flip my hood up and, like...
Yup.
dip into away. The side.
I
yeah.
make a deception check.
Okay.
I got a 32 to stealth.
I got a 36.
Six.
And I didn't even roll that well.
She's just doing the whole dizzy dance. What of you?
I also have this big ass brand.
this giant thing you're carrying.
Have a big brand.
What do people seem to be focusing on?
The Pottery Barn.
The Pottery Barn. Okay, mm-hmm. Excellent.
Well, for the former location of the Pottery Barn.
The former location.
So you're screaming, and then basically what you would.
Smoldering.
Yeah, and yelling. And
all right. So with all that going on, I'm just going to walk calmly towards the library. All
right. So the three of you run towards the library.
No, I went into stealth.
Well, yes. Move towards the library.
Well, yeah. So I rolled some stealth, but I'm just going to try to, like, move towards the library. But
fair
like,
enough.
You know.
Doing the Assassin's Creed thing. Just hoodie up. Just run in.
I'm trying to, with whatever cloak is around me, trying to cover this brand. Just...
You look a really deformed hunchback.
So I'm trying to go excellent. More intimidation. Like, I'm just... It makes me look bigger than I am. I guess let me know when I can take another just holding this brand under my cloak.
I like this. Tell him again.
I've got the brand under my cloak, so it just makes me look bulkier. Yeah,
pregnant.
It's more intimidation.
That's a lot more than just a barrel chest.
I'm actually just glad that most people's attention are at the store.
Yeah. So what do my store friends do?
So as I get up and I pull out from my rib, you know the little An patch Artura? That do this? I pull it out of my rib as it disintegrates.
See, I thought you were pulling Artura out of your rib.
Get stuck there.
Yeah.
Damn it, now I want
stuck
ribs.
Between his breastplate and his ribs.
Let's see. Hold on a second. You actually got accidentally stuck in my bag of holding. No, I'm kidding.
Nice.
So there was a person in this store.
Yeah, he's screaming at you guys. Came out like a back room.
Oh, okay.
You see his hands are like dirty.
Is it like a person or a cultist? Or?
No, it's a human. Okay. Just a person. Okay. An older gentleman.
I cast mirror image on myself to make it look way more chaotic in there.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
All right.
So now there's multiple me just like freaking out.
You actually might have to kill them. Just shut them up. As much as I hate to say it.
What?
So I stand up and apologies. Obviously, as you see, his magic is faulty at best. What could I do to compensate you?
Guards!
Shit.
The Arturas scatter.
So he's like, but. Where'd you guys come from? What are you doing in here? You criminals.
Where'd you go?
And he looked around, he was just like...
Adios, yo.
Two platinum pieces.
Sure. And I hand him 20 gold. 40, yeah, 20 gold.
Yeah, money is nothing in this game anymore.
Well, I haven't been spending any, so...
We haven't had a chance to spend our money.
The only merchant we saw was before everything went to shit.
That's true.
And that dude and this guy, the only...
Holy shit, that's so much gold!
How much gold do you have?
I have 1,900 gold on.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been spending my money. The skeevy guy from the tavern that you
made. The skeevy dude from the tavern. Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry for your inconvenience here.
Yeah.
And hand them 20. It's a 10 conversion system.
Yeah.
So,
base 10.
So
yeah.
2 platinum is I don't have platinum, I have gold, but I give him 20.
No, I thought
gold.
It was 100.
No,
it's
no. 10.
Is it base 10?
It used
10
to be 100.
It was 100,
it's
yeah.
10. Yeah. It's 10 now.
Oh, so he wants 10 platinum.
Oh, he said 2 platinum, and I agreed.
Too late.
Now he's like 10 platinum.
Artura's already gone at this point. All the Artura's just scattered out the store.
Yeah. And now he wants more money.
He says, oh, that dude's got guap.
Not my fault. You don't know the exchange rate.
You got 3 Artura, like 2 Arturas that ran towards where the marketplace was, and then you have 2 that just started.
Perception check
alleys.
From the 3 of the 3 Utes.
Yeah, and I start hobbling out of the store with him.
No. Like I said, the 2 went into there. The other 2 went flying in.
No, like, they stay with you.
21 plus 12. Oh, that's a lot. Perception?
Perception.
Yeah, mirror.
You're looking for it at minimum 30.
33.
Oh, I got it. Oh, wait. We're still minus 2. So 36.
31.
Okay. No criticals. You do notice like a crowd starting to form, and then you could start to see like what you assume would be like. Cultist are now coming down the street.
I cast invisibility on Nell.
Okay. Nell's invisible.
Everything you also hold is also invisible, so they
I am. Once I realize I'm invisible, I'm hustling to get this thing into the library.
Yup. Like, Nell, at this point, get into the library.
You guys are running to the library?
Process of dashing, I'm going.
I'm not running. I'm just calmly moving as if I'm just a regular street wandering person.
Moseying.
Not Sky Street.
Yeah.
Ground Street.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So I still hear, I hear them going through the bullshit.
Yeah, and now, and you can visibly see what you would assume are guards are now converging upon your position.
Got it. Okay.
So... yeah, I wish we were level 13.
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with the level, it has to do with the situation. Like, if we fight now, everything's coming.
This is a fact.
Now we're leading them to the level.
All right.
Jared keeps throwing shit at us to stop us from leveling up.
No.
We'll get to
it. Promised us levels.
I didn't say it would be easy to get. I said you would get a level.
Like, you'll get them when I say you can.
He said instantaneous when the game starts.
Okay. I want to kind of like blend into the crowd a little bit. Right? Because I guess you said there's like a crowd forming.
Yeah, it's like 20, 25 people.
Gotcha. Right? And I guess I'll like ready in action. If they get close to like the shop, I'm going to make a distraction.
What would your distraction be?
Puff smoke.
Just out your ass? Like,
no, from the pipe.
Oh, okay.
So just like, magic item. Poof. Like, okay. A 20-foot thing of smoke will just pop out.
Oh, yeah. You have that one that, like, shoots ahead,
I
right?
Use that one. I can only use that one once a day, but I can use the one on my location once per hour.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so what were you hoping to do with the puff of smoke?
Make a distraction.
Okay.
So, like, it'll at least give them time to, like, escape.
To move. As you do this, Henny, you see three Atoras come like running out of the store screaming.
Too many Atoras.
Like, he's multiplying again.
I'm kidding.
Just like, I remember one being a problem. Now we got trois? Nope. Yeah, trois, too many.
And then you pay the guy, he's like, I meant ten.
Well, you said two.
But I meant ten. I apologize.
I don't know what you mean. I know what you said. You have a good day, sir.
He's like, no. And then he starts screaming guards. He's like, he's like, no, get back here. You pay for your stuff.
I did pay for my stuff, sir.
It's like, no, it's ten. And he's like pulling on you. He's like, nope, you gotta give me ten.
Shove him. He's like getting in my face.
He's being a jerk. He's an old man, though.
Well, shove him.
All right. Shove him.
Get in my face.
Wait. Can I do something funny here?
Do something funny.
Can I do something funny here? Because he said, give me 10.
Can you make more tourists?
I actually can, technically. Oh, I have many items that can make more Arturas. No, I don't have anything good. All right. Never mind.
Okay. All right, then.
All right, have fun.
That kind of moved itself along.
Yeah.
So, are they close?
Yeah, they're maybe within like 30 feet. And you could see that they're like moving towards their direction.
Got it. So, like, as I'm gonna like mosey, like, not to cut them off, but like, and I do like a fart, like, and as I do that, the smoke will come out.
How many guards?
15.
I was gonna like drop a house on them if there was like five of them.
No, it's like 15.
I activate my bracelets of dashing.
Okay.
31 to deception.
Dope. They are deceived or kind of like in the fog. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, they're confused. You can see they're like, wait, what's going on? And now they're like.
And I'm moving around too, just like.
Yeah, acting it up.
Boom, Jay, it hurts. Heavy.
So, Ren, you pushed?
Yeah.
All right, what'd you roll?
Shattered his old man.
Yup.
Did you crit?
No.
The other direction.
You never do.
25. I rolled both. Oh. Athletics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming he has sleeping baby armor class.
He's
sleeping baby armor class.
Imagine he's not wearing any armor of any type.
Yeah. So you push him back and he kind of trips and falls.
Like one of these.
And he starts yelling. Like he's like, oh, irate. And he's like, oh, now you assaulted me? Oh, the guards are going to hear about this.
It's your word against me.
I sneeze and cast Sea of Thought.
Do you stay in the store?
No, I start leaving.
Oh, you leave.
I start leaving. Yeah.
Okay. Then if we're leaving, then never mind. I don't do that.
You can do whatever you want.
No. If we're leaving, then no.
I'm going to kill this old man. I mean, we did break everything in the store, and I paid for what we agreed. The agreed upon price.
Kill
him. And he had a problem.
Kill him.
It's a fucking old man.
If he dies, he dies.
Nice.
Damn. If she breathes.
So you kind of come outside.
10 punches to the face.
So you come outside and it's all foggy.
Okay, perfect.
and start sliding toward the direction of the library.
Alright.
I go the long way around because it would be terrible to...
I'm slow. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. So we can do the long way around and take our time.
Because we'll attract more attention if we go directly through whatever
the
from...
fog?
Yeah, through the fog.
Well, I walked out in fog. I don't know about you.
How
where
thick
you
is
are.
The fog?
Walked
is
out
it
in
like
fog.
Silent Hill fog?
Obscuring mist.
It's obscuring mist. Okay. So I'm going to go where I think
the library is.
Okay. You know, I'm my best guess because obviously I can't see.
Yeah. All
right. And dark vision doesn't help with that, right?
No.
Nope. Yep. So I'm going to...
Well, I mean, you know the general...
Yeah.
I know.
I'm
going to walk north.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. General ballpark where I think I'm going. That's where I start walking.
Yeah. So people are coming out of the fog, right? Because you casted it. There's other people in the fog and they're coming out. So what... You guys start moving through the fog?
Yeah, I start moving through the fog, yeah.
All right. So, yeah.
Bumping into people, you know.
As you're kind of like moving through the fog, Atura, the same thing. You guys are all going in a similar direction towards the library. You can hear the old man screaming fire, because now he thinks you guys set this place on fire.
Oh, I can, actually.
I can set this place on fire, actually.
I won't.
You wanted to set fire at everything last time.
I mean, this might be enough of a distraction.
Because he's like, oh my god, they set my shop on fire.
I turn around to where we just left and point my finger gun and go, pew, and a shadow blast explodes with fire.
No, make a DC 5 flat check.
Yeah, you got it.
Because it's obscured.
Mm-hmm. 7. So I got it.
All right, you pass.
Yep. Nice. Shit's on fire now.
All right, make a roll.
Spell attack roll.
Spell attack.
No, no, no. I believe Shadow Blast is a save.
Well, that's the one they get to pick the save, right?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
A building can't.
So what building? What would the building?
Does it want to make a reflex or a will save?
So wait, are you shooting into the building? Like, where are you shooting?
Just
like,
I'm basically shooting the storefront to catch with fire. Because I get to choose the damage type.
Mm-hmm.
So if I hit it and it explodes with fire,
okay,
it'll just start
is
going
it, is there like an AoE explosion or is it just like a...
Yes. So I can do, either 30-foot cone, 15-foot burst within 120 feet or 50-foot line. I'm going to do the 15-foot burst within 120 feet.
All right.
So I just pick a point and be like, pew.
Roll congratulations, damage. You get 7 experience points for killing old man.
Yep, roll damage.
It is 5
none of us know because it was foggy and we're in the
little
towards the library.
I see this. I'm glad I can't.
Yep, yeah.
I can't see this.
How much damage?
My eyes are locked on the library.
Give
nothing
five
else.
Points.
Yeah. 23.
23 points of damage?
23, yeah. All
right.
Yeah, that guy had like 4.
Yeah, he was just an old dude. You're screaming as the old man now catches fire.
Is he on fire with the spell, or does he take fire damage?
A hit point left.
Everything just takes fire damage.
It takes fire damage.
So the store is on fire. He's on fire.
Into fire and he
everything's
ignites.
On fire.
Yeah.
Because and he's screaming. He goes down screaming.
And now he's dying.
Now he is dying too.
So there's like a passerby. I'm like tisk tisk tisk. Shouldn't play with fire.
As he came out the door screaming, they set my place on fire. And then he
spontaneously combusts. Yeah.
So just before we leave, I stabilize him with the staff and I keep moving.
I thought we were far enough away. Yeah.
Like, because you moved out. Like, you.
Oh,
like,
if he could see the point of impact, so could I.
This is 120 feet, though.
Yeah, no, I he's doing it at a distance.
Oh, far away. I thought the smoke was right outside the
No, it is.
Shop.
So the way Fabio did it was the shop, door, smoke.
Yeah.
But that's a 20-foot radius.
Yes.
So you moved through. So you moved. You came out, and you started walking towards the place.
Oh, this is after. Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
so it's like
imagine shop.
Okay.
I'm in front. I go, fart, 20-foot cloud, right in there.
I thought we were right outside.
People just
started
scattering in every direction.
Got he it. Moved away because he activated his bracelets. And then he turned around, he goes, fuck you.
Stop yelling.
And then the guy dies.
No one told
screaming
you to yell.
Badly.
He dies badly.
You can smell his soul
going
life. Into the afterlife.
Probably.
Damn.
He lived a long life.
Soul.
Man.
Listen, I'll make it up to him in the next life.
Well, he's
today,
he's also he's the god of Phasma.
It's gonna be his next.
I understand.
It's gonna be his next idol. This old man's gonna come shooting out on just like a flaming man.
Yeah,
and he just hugs people, and then
It's like, was that your character?
That was my Guild Wars 2 character.
It's basically what's going to happen.
Oh my God.
It's like your new Eidolon is going to be just a flaming old man.
Blaze, do you remember Artura, the Silence of the Shopkeeper?
Damn.
Nice.
Oh. But you guys now make it to the library undiscovered because the guards are trying to figure out who set fire to the store, why the old man is dead.
I'm so glad
exploded from the inside.
And he exploded. So Henny, I watched all this cold-blooded murder. I haven't left yet.
I was making sure y'all get out. I was like, man, Henny watches you just commit murder. Yes. And I just go, man, I can see he's cold-blooded. All right.
This is just one of the
Henny has an extra respect point for it right now.
But you two make your way into the library. Sword attack.
And I realize no one will open the door for me because no one can see me. So I have to wait for someone else to come up.
Yeah, I'm pretty close to the library at this point. Man. So yeah, no, we'll get in.
What happened?
There's no more alignment anymore.
If we're playing the original edition, there is alignment. And that's a problem.
Well, what are you?
I'm all for good.
Well,
chaotic good. Listen, we need to get out of there. The screen's on fire. Here's the thing. Okay. He screamed fire. I was trying to help him sell his case.
Now, if we're playing alignment, Artura is now chaotic evil because you just straight up murdered somebody.
I wasn't trying to murder him, to be fair. I was trying to set his place on fire. I was trying to set.
He moved. It's one. You'd at least move one.
I was trying to set the place on fire.
Because if you do one evil act and he's going from chaotic evil, he would go to chaotic neutral.
He would go chaotic neutral, yeah.
Listen, the fire would have been more distracting. I'm just trying to help with the distractions at this point. The fire was distracting.
That was murder, bro.
That guy died as a...
Trevor even says, like, Zach's alignment definitely has to shift.
Yeah, bro, that's murder, B. Yeah.
You're now chaotic neutral, accepted into
your life. I love you, bro. Right. That was murder.
I shift Henny back. I shift back to exactly where I was in the beginning of this game.
I like how now my people have been murdered by this cult and Artura.
It was one guy.
I will say, from everyone else's perspective, it was the cultist because he's dressed as a cultist.
Yes, exactly. See, it wasn't me. Yeah.
So
it wasn't me. How do you know?
Perceptions haven't changed.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I don't know shit.
What's
right
actually
now.
Cool about that is anybody who's seen that probably says, "Oh my god, we're not going to mess with these cultists." Because that's true. Crazy. Yeah. So
now they're shook.
Yeah. Man. So you guys now enter
I dip into a dark alley, throw off the cloak, and then make it.
Are there still
away.
Like three of you or?
No.
Okay. The gods, no. Trevor's my god.
The gods, no.
Trevor's keeping tabs.
Act. Yep, they know
he's got what he's gods. Got I don't care about gods.
All right, so you make it in.
Yep.
You see Lily, right? That was their name again?
Yep.
Lily. She's super excited. She's like really excited. Like, very ecstatic. She was like, oh my god,
you
guys...
the murder?
No, wait, well, no, she's far and well.
Sorry, never mind. Yeah,
as long as you don't say that there was a murder,
I was about to say, I'm about to turn a blind eye to what you did.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's the brand.
An alignment change.
You just see it, hey, go... Ooh, meld. I just, you've already heard me say meld 3 times in a row.
I go to the table and I just put the brand on there. Like, oh my god, that was so difficult to get.
So she's like, oh my god, you got it. Okay, I'm gonna start the ritual. Good news. I don't know if you heard, but your people had made advances up to the entrance, but they can't get through.
Mm-hmm.
They're being held by the magic aura upon the city. Additionally, I got in contact with the Rebellion, and they're able to give you time. If we can coordinate everything up, they're going to set off charges throughout the city to cause anarchy. Not hurting anyone, but they're going to give you enough to lure out guards so you guys can make it into the temple, into the palace.
Okay, good.
And then... But we have to get this all done within, like, the next 24 hours.
All right.
That sounds like it's time for a nap, then.
Let's get this brand stuff done so we're all ready.
Okay,
and then...
so
how long is this brand going
to
take?
The ritual is going to take 12 hours to cast. Once it's done, I can activate the brand and give it to everyone all at once.
Okay.
Okay.
So are
we
looking...
12 hours to kill.
Are we looking to get all of her people the brand?
No.
Just that everyone who's going into the palace to fight.
Which you is guys. All the people who are outside the palace getting stopped by the barrier,
no,
right?
Us. No,
just
no.
You.
We're going us. Into the palace to take down the barrier.
The barrier.
Oh. So that everybody else can come in and deal with everybody else.
We don't want a strike like team. Months. We got to go in and disable it so they can get
that's,
in.
That's
we
why they
going
are
into
going
into the Death Star and lowering the tracking.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's why they are the rebellion is going to launch those explosives to lure out all the guards. From and get as much chaos into the streets.
Emptying
additionally,
out the
library.
And
the, additionally, she basically says that they had a few other magic users, and the magic users are going to fly over the city, dropping precious metals like gold, silver, copper.
So they're gonna make it rain.
Yeah, they like we're just doing the most chaotic stuff so that we get as many people onto the streets to make it so, you know, full that you guys can get close to the palace. Okay. And then get in, hopefully without any kind of interruptions.
I've never been more in favor of a plan ever. Sure, I walk over to the wall where I already have a nest of books that I've turned into like a beanbag chair or whatever shape, and I just sleep. I just plop right into it. I'm like, yourself. I'm like, all right, wake me when it's done.
Sound like we got a plan, sissy. Yep. All right, so what do you need us to do?
The best thing you guys could do is rest, like Atura is doing.
Way ahead of you.
Have some food. Repair any armor that needs to be repaired. Sortek, I have a few scrolls that you could take with you.
I appreciate that.
And at this point, it's really just kind of on me to start the ritual. I'm going to need concentration and protection. If anything happens, it's going to be like if I break the ritual, and it will shatter the forge.
We can take turns keeping watch.
I was going to say, I snap my fingers and my Artura Eidolon pops up because technically it doesn't need to sleep.
Yeah, right? They're like a weird ghost monster.
Yep, so
it's a flaming old man. He's just
not,
screaming.
It is not. For a second it is, screaming. And then it's not. It's back to Artura.
You did this to me!
The Bayou going to curse you for that.
If I live long enough for
your
the bayou to curse
me. Take weird forms, Dara.
It went back to me. We're ignoring anything that just happened. Good night. I will see you in the morning.
I will take a seat right inside there, I guess her entryway, just to keep an eye on, because I know there was some havoc outside.
Okay. Just to, like, keep a watch?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys can figure out your watch cycles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll take turns.
You don't really think there's going to be much trouble. Maybe there'll be a lot more patrols. You know.
Because it was a murder.
Because there was a murder.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Broad daylight.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a gas leak.
Yeah.
He was trying to claim the insurance money.
Yeah, he said there was a fire. I don't know what happened.
He's bursting flames.
I don't know what happened.
There was a fire after he said there was a fire. He fucked up.
Man, hey, maybe he was a cultist.
Yeah.
As,
you gotta go in and get your gold back.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what?
That's what he's gonna do.
I like what Templar Blaze says. He goes, you're not atheist, you're anti-theist. You hate the gods.
Yeah, I did. Anti-theist. I did hate the gods.
So you guys gonna take watch, kind of rest for the evening.
Yeah.
Wait that 12 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of go over in my mind because it's been a minute of like where everything is in the palace and like what's the most direct route to get to where I think the thing is.
Paper and ink and stuff. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there might be a map here in the library of the palace.
Look for a map.
There are like architectural maps, but not like direct layouts of the palace, right? That would be more like something you wouldn't want to have laying around.
Like City Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Like pillars and rooms and stuff like that.
I'll sketch out of like where we got.
Like, no, it would be like, this is the bedrooms and this is like the quarters for this and this is the hunting room.
There's a loose
ball
on the stone and I would sneak out over here and yeah.
Secret passages way back.
Mm-hmm. More
actually,
secret
that
tunnels.
Would probably be,
secret tunnel.
Lily actually walks up to you, Henny, and she was like, what's very strange is after you guys originally left, and she's kind of like telling this to you quietly, she was like, this guy came. Looked like a beggar, and he gave me a card and said it's only for Henny to read.
Okay.
And she gives you the card.
And I go, what does this man look like?
You know what? He had dark skin, yellow eyes, like jaundice. He was short. You know, he had ragged clothes on, and he walked with a limp.
As Henny reads the note, it says, "My
cabbages." Is it the pimp limp or the pimp lean or is it
gangsta lean? Yeah.
The gangsta lean.
Or do you have a stanky leg?
He has stanky leg.
Nice. Stanky leg.
Okay.
Okay.
You're watching me, right?
I'm watching the door.
Okay, cool. And I'm just like, how long ago did he send it to you?
When, like 15 minutes after you left. Like, you guys literally ran.
That was
and
like
then
half
he
a day
walked
ago.
Up the block as you left.
It was like half a day ago.
Half a day ago. Yeah. I'm just like,
but he showed up right, basically right when we left.
Yeah, like as you left, like you guys left, I started cleaning up, mm-hmm. you know, settling in, waiting, starting the ritual, reading books, and then like there was a knock on the door, maybe like max an hour later.
And like Henny gets like real close towards, like, did he say anything else to you? Did he say anything else? He just gave you the note.
He gave me a note. It was and again, the letter. It's actually very nice. It's like black leather, has gold filigree on it. And it had, and like when you opened it, there was a seal, like a seal, like a wax seal.
Yeah.
But that's all he gave me. There was nothing else on it.
Yeah, like, you see, like Henny, like sit down in a corner. And it's one of the few times you actually see him quiet, right? Mm-hmm. And like, if anybody's actually paying attention, he's having a panic attack. Yeah.
So next time we play, we're going to still play, but we're gonna do a one shot. We're gonna have fun. Probably grab a few beers. Maybe I actually looked online and supposedly out here there's a place that sells Rigger's Red.
Yes.
I gotta look for it.
What is
it? There's a really good red ale that we've only had in Montreal.
Mm-hmm. And it's so
good. And it's so good. And we forgot about, like, we keep forgetting the name. Fabio actually, I think.
Oh, I don't forget anymore. Never, I know it.
Yeah. He burnt it in. Yes. It's like his birth date and Rigger's Red.
Yep. That's it. That's all I know.
So stick around for that. I hope we all had fun.
I mean, you can always save 10% off your entire order at DireDice.com using our exclusive promo code SPICYMBNG. They've got these new, like, opalescent dice that I've seen. They look real nice. It's like it honestly looks like white marble with a pearl finish. And I think the one I saw had, like, a gold or shimmering inlay, which was real nice in comparison to the rest of the pearlescent finish. So check those out. Check out anything else you might want to outfit your gaming needs at DireDice.com. And again, save 10% by using our promo code SPICYMVNG. And that's 10% off your entire order. Also, don't forget that on your podcast app of choice, you can rate and review us. So please give us 5 stars. So yeah, if you could do that, that would be really nice. It really helps us grow and reach more audience.
Thank you to everybody who donated to my American Cancer Society fundraiser. I hit the $2,000 mark recently.
Yes.
My run isn't until the 19th, 20th, and 21st of April. So if you still want to donate, you can up until the last race that I'm running with the American Cancer Society happens. You can go to Fairy Tale Teen on Instagram. The link to donate is in my bio if you still want to contribute. But thank you to everybody who did.
And then if you got a second, go check out our YouTube page, MBNG. We just dropped a review. Steve just dropped a review of the Druid Remaster, which is cool. But with all of that being said, never forget that we are Nothing Venture, Nothing Aim. We love rolling dice, giving advice with a little bit of that New York spice. Say goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight,
everyone. Never forget.